T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
John Clayton joins us, our 93.7 The Fan NFL insider. John has a predictions story up for the Washington Post that we're going to get to in this segment. Before we get to John's crystal ball though, I'm going to ask him about some of the latest NFL rumors that are out there. John, let's start with the Colts' search for a backup quarterback. Do you think Chris Ballard in Indianapolis will trade for Josh Dobbs in the next few days?
Tend to doubt it. No, I think that you can see at the moment he's looking for an experienced quarterback, although that's today. You know, once he starts seeing guys released and all that stuff, then it might be a different topic. But, he brought in Matt Cassel, Brandon Whedon, Brock Osweiler, and you can guess they're not going to sign anybody until Saturday. I guess it's a possibility that they could make a trade, knowing that the Steelers could do something there. So, yeah, I guess it's a consideration, but I think right now what they're looking at is more of an experienced quarterback than a young quarterback.
John, do the Colts think they have in Brissett or Chad Kelly, if the latter can stay out of jail or trouble in general, do they think they have the eventual, now the successor to Andrew Luck, already on the roster, or do you think this team, after this year, is going to be looking hard at some other player?
No, I think they're going to be looking hard at another player. I mean, they like Jacoby Brissett, but again, he's not going to be anywhere close to being the equal of Andrew Luck. I mean, Luck, of course, you're talking about a top seven quarterback, and in Brissett, you're talking about a very good backup quarterback. And again, he might be, you know, he's kind of like, you throw around like a Tyrod Taylor, guys like that may be good enough to start, but they're not good enough to take what he aspires to have as a championship team. So I would have to think that if they have a bad season, which is more than likely now, because I know that some people think they can still make the playoffs because they're so talented, I still contend that when you go from a Luck to a backup quarterback, you're taking 7 points off your offense, and that takes your offense from 27-1 down to 20. And if that's going to be the case, you know, I don't know if their defense is going to be good enough to even equal the 21.5 that they gave up last year. But if you score 20 and give up 21.5 or more, that's a losing record.
John Clayton, our NFL insider. John, one of the other big local Steelers stories here in terms of roster cutdown is, where will the Steelers find a Jesse James replacement? Because I don't think that backup tight end is on the roster. Now, I'm going to throw a few names at you. Dwayne Allen in Miami, Luke Wilson in Oakland, former Penn State basketball player Ross Travis in Indianapolis. These are all players who are rumored to get cut in the next 48 to 72 hours. Do you think the Steelers should show interest or should be going after any of those guys? Could they fill that void?
Yeah, I would say Luke Wilson, because Luke catches the ball very well. In fact, I'll go see him on the sidelines and see if he's ready to come out to Pittsburgh, because I'll be on the sidelines tonight for the Raiders-Seahawks game. But I think that Luke would work out. Allen would work out. I'm not sure about Travis. I mean, that doesn't excite me as much. But, at least it's not worrying about the starter like they are in New England.
John, I was going to ask you that. Do you think that the Patriots would jump and try to trade for one of those guys before it even got to the waiver wire?
No, not one of those guys. I mean, if you watch their trade patterns, which, of course, resurfaced yesterday when they traded for two offensive linemen, what they like to do is they like to trade for guys in their third and fourth years that are on their rookie contracts. Because what happens is, they feel that, it takes 3 years to equal the previous amount of time it took to what your coaches had with the players, practice and meetings and stuff like that. And so they like third and fourth year guys. And of course, what they like about it is if they like them, they can get them to a contract extension. If they don't, then they'll let them go and maybe get a compensatory pick. So I think that, they would, if Luke gets cut or Allen gets cut, I can see them doing something like that. But I honestly, at the moment, don't see them trading for a guy that's been in the league 6-7 years.
John, what's going on right now with Jadeveon Clowney, and who do you think he suits up for in 2019?
Well, you can see that Bill O'Brien is trying like crazy to get Laremy Tunsil out of the Miami Dolphins, but I know a story just surfaced that if that happens, the locker room is going to have a revolt, because Tunsil's probably their best player. And, it's like, I don't know if they don't want to sign him or what the deal is, because it's getting close to getting a new contract at some point. But, he needs a left tackle because he hasn't really got any left tackles. And he may take Kenny Stills in that. But I don't think Clowney wants to go to Miami because they're going to be doomed to a 2-3 win season. And he visited with them last week. You notice no trade has happened yet. And so it turns out now you look at the other teams, Seattle and Philly are his preferences. Seattle's talking. Philly's talking. Washington's in the mix. Jets are in the mix. The Bills are in the mix. But I think he looks at those teams as losing teams. And remember, he controls so much of this because, he doesn't have to sign his tender. I mean, he can just wait. And so if he just traded to Miami and he doesn't sign his tender, then he can just continue to hold out. So in the end, I think, Philly or Seattle could end up getting Clowney.
We're talking to our NFL insider, John Clayton, here on 93.7 The Fan. John, when the Steelers head to L.A. to play in that soccer stadium against the Chargers on October 13th, a primetime game for NBC, will Melvin Gordon be in the Chargers lineup that night?
I think so, yeah, because I think he just has to realize he's not going to get what he wants. And that's just the tough nature of being a running back, because there's only 9 running backs making more than 6 a year. And, he's one that's holding out right now. And you saw what happened with Le'Veon Bell. So, I think he realizes they're not going to budge above $10 to $11 million a year, and he wants $13 to $14. Now, what he's hoping for is that Bill O'Brien, now that they lost Lamar Miller, might be making a call to see if there's a trade there, because I think the Texans would pay him. But right now, he's not getting paid, and so if that's going to be the case,
You know what shocked me about that whole situation? Chris, you can back me up on this. Is that Baker Mayfield got ripped for what he said about Duke Johnson. Mm-hmm. Philip Rivers basically said, I like the other guys behind Melvin Gordon. And that barely registered. I don't know if it's because the Chargers are like a nomadic franchise right now, but my God, I thought what Philip Rivers said
they're just used to Philip Rivers popping off on the sidelines so much that nobody took much notice of it.
Announcing that his wife is pregnant again. But it's just, I thought that was actually worse. I mean, Gordon lost all his leverage there, John, with that comment.
Yeah, but he didn't have any leverage anyways. I don't think it changed the equation whatsoever because, all he is, he's a franchise player. He's a good player. He is deserving of a $13 million a year contract. But some teams, and the Chargers are one, that don't want to go that high. They're not going to pay the high premium for a running back, and they think that there's enough running backs right now that they can make do. And so in the end, I think that their leverage is, okay, you have no other place to go. You've got to come back and sign your contract.
John, how lopsided, because I remember, being like a kid in the early mid-90s and feeling like, even at that young age, wow, the NFC has all the good teams and there's maybe one really good team in the AFC. It was always the Bills. I feel like it's the same right now. The Patriots, to me, are the team to beat until somebody does. But it feels like there is well over half the NFC that could realistically make the playoffs.
Yeah, by my count, I count 10 playoff teams, and that's depending on what you want to do with San Francisco. If you think San Francisco is a playoff team, I don't think they are this year.
Me neither.
They're one of the more improved teams. That the you've got 11 teams in the NFC, if you include San Francisco, that are playoff caliber. I think it's 10, but you got 3 in the AFC and in the NFC North, 3 in the NFC South, and each other division has 2. That's incredible.
Talking to John Clayton. Now I want to get to your Washington Post predictions, John, because one of them absolutely blew me away. We have had you on the show throughout the offseason, and you and I have been lockstep in saying the Browns aren't worth the hype, the Steelers are the team to beat in the AFC North, and then I read your prediction story in the Washington Post, and you've got the Browns in the playoffs, John. What happened?
I know. Well, what happened is in Indianapolis lost Andrew Luck, so that knocked another team out of the mix. And so now what you're looking at, I've got the 2 teams in the AFC West, Kansas City and the Chargers.
Okay.
I have, the Steelers making it as a division winner. I've got, good things right now in the East with New England. I'm not sold on the other 3 teams. It's a matter that they make it out of almost – somebody's got to make it. I mean, go back a couple years ago when Buffalo and Tennessee made it to the playoffs and they gave up more points each than they scored. And that's not a playoff team. It's a team that got lucky and wins 9 games. I put the Cleveland Browns right now because when you start to look at the rest of the landscape, I don't see any other team other than Kansas City and the Chargers in the West. And so you know there's no other team in New England in the East. And so it comes down to, do you take Cleveland or do you take Baltimore? And right now I think there's a little bit more offense and a good defense on Cleveland. So I sneak them in. But if Indianapolis didn't lose Andrew Luck last week, I wouldn't have made it in.
I'll tell you what, John, I'm not with you on the Colts losing so much, although I had them as a sixth seed in the AFC before Luck retired.
I've got them out.
I have them out now, and I'm not even going to tell you who my sixth seed in the AFC is revised because you'll all laugh at me.
Who is it?
I'm not going to tell you. That's why. You'll all laugh at me. It's the Jets, by the way. Anyway.
I'm laughing at you.
Here's something you might laugh at me for as well, but I'm going to be a stickler on this. Before Andrew Luck retired, I felt very strongly, for whatever reason, that the Jacksonville Jaguars were, even with Luck around, the cream of the AFC South. And I think they could be an easy worst-to-first candidate then. I think they will be now. And I feel like with Foles, if they even get decent to good quarterbacking, they could be a dark horse AFC title contender. Your thought?
Yeah, I don't know if I take them to be a title contender, but you saw that I did pick them. And you know, there's several different reasons. I mean, first off, Foles, I think, can add maybe a touchdown to their offense. They scored about 17 last year. Then that could take them to 23, 24. Then I think you look at, you know, they were 1-5 in the division. Well, with Luck gone, now they're going to start, you know, picking up a couple wins there. Not that they're going to sweep the Colts. They may not. They may. But they're going to be better than 1-5. They were 2-5, I think, in close games. Usually when you have something like that, you pick up a couple. And so good enough defense, better offense. Leonard Fournette's head's on him right now positively. So I think that they win the division.
All right, John, give us your 2019 Super Bowl prediction then.
Super Bowl prediction, I have New Orleans beating the New England Patriots. Now, I could, again, the reason I picked the Patriots to go back to the Super Bowl, and I guess you could say that New Orleans should have gone last year, but the reason I picked the Patriots is that you know, everything works out for them positively as far as their schedule. I mean, they only play five top-level type, top two-tier quarterbacks this whole season. That's it.
Ben Roethlisberger and who else?
They got Ben Roethlisberger. They've got Philip Rivers. They've got
Mayfield.
Remember,
no,
Mayfield,
they don't.
Baker Mayfield would be one.
Oh yeah,
and then two in the NFC. Trying to remember what division it is, but they've got only five. That's it. And so with that in mind, you know, it's like they got 11 games against young quarterbacks or quarterbacks that that you know you can dominate. I guess if you're going to be Bill Belichick or if you're going to be Tom Brady. So that gives them, I think, the number one seed. You know, they're not the most talented team in the conference. I think Pittsburgh has more talent than New England.
Wow.
But everything's set up for them to get home field advantage in the playoffs.
John, how far do you have the Steelers going?
I right now I have them pretty much as like the third seed. And I'm not, because I think right now you look at Kansas City, you know, because it's going to be a little drop off for the Chargers, particularly if Melvin Gordon continues his holdout and some of the problems they have on the offensive line. But, you know, I look at New England, Kansas City, and Pittsburgh being the best teams in the AFC. Because what I like about Pittsburgh, it's a better locker room now. I think that they're still going to be able to score the 26 to 27 points a game, and their defense is going to be better. Now, when I bring up New England only having five games against top tier one, tier two quarterbacks, you know, Pittsburgh's in the top five of not also facing them. They don't face too many more, and they get the break of not having to face Andrew Luck.
Yep.
So you throw all that together. I mean, I think right now that they can look at an 11 or 12 win season.
And if you've got them as the three seed, and the way I'm looking at your wild card picks for the AFC shakes out, you have the Cleveland Browns as the sixth seed, barely over the Ravens. So you're giving us, in your predictions, Steelers-Browns round three in the playoffs at Heinz Field. We all know how it went when they met at Heinz Field last time in the playoffs.
Yeah, I know what's going to end up happening. They're going to bring Butch Davis back and have him have a celebration somewhere in the middle of the field.
John, enjoy the fourth preseason game tonight. Seattle, Oakland, all bets are off.
On that one. Good luck on that.
Yeah. Throw the record books out the window. Have fun.
All I want to do is get on Hard Knocks. That's my key.
Oh. John, please do that.
Please. Find your way in front of a camera. Please. Just get on there. Say something ridiculous.
What I'm going to do is I'm either going to stand by Antonio Brown or the wide receiver from Alameda, California.
Doss. Yeah.
I like this.
John. We'll see you later, man.
All right, thanks.
John Clayton.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.